like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. No, drop it like it's real. This is Tyrus and Timph, and with...
Hey.
Timph, as I said before. I just like saying your last name, Timph.
Timph.
Because it's so many consonants.
It is. It's like a little sneeze. MPF. Timph.
I feel like it should be in a, like it's an acronym for some like some really cool like department somewhere. I'm part of Timph, like Secret Service.
Yeah.
It's cool. And not everyone uses F on the end. Usually F's on the front.
That's true.
Like I'm trying to think of things with F on the F, PF on the end of it.
It's not a thing.
It's just Timph. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. How are you feeling?
I'm sick again.
Again.
You can tell by my voice that I'm sick again. And,
actually, it sounds like you're doing like 70s night radio. Hi, welcome to
The
Love Show.
Smooth jazz.
Well, we keep it smooth.
Yeah, real smooth.
This whole episode, we're going to attempt to be smooth.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we're all going to just out smooth each other. So just sit back, everybody, and get that glass of Chianti going. No ice, because we're straight gangster up in here. Right. And those of us who really got our player game on, Cavassier all around. Cavassier. And yeah. All right. So our first story today. I'm trying to be smooth, but this story is.
Yeah, you can't do smooth with this story.
But I'm going to do it. So this New Mexico hottie, which is smooth for woman, says she keeps getting pee covered bologna from a stranger.
Oh, it's not sexy.
It says a New Mexico woman, but we're going to call her New Florida. This is from New Florida. A woman is literally experiencing a bunch of bologna, in quotes, if you catch my drift. And not the fun meat either, you dig? As a stranger has been leaving pieces of sandwich ingredients on her doorstep. Sharisha Morrison said that unknown man, that's the stranger, has been since January 1st, which is only a few days.
So that's his New Year's resolution was to leave bologna pee.
Yeah, delivering.
Some people try to lose weight. Some people try to eat healthier. Some people say, I'm going to start leaving bologna pee on someone's door.
As it's described as the deli meat mystery. I just can't. This is so bad. That all he does is every single time he just drops it on the little Doris knob right here and then walks away. So he puts the bologna with pee on the doorknob.
I mean, it's creative.
She also had to learn the hard way because she assumed that he was just leaving her a nutritional treat. But it turns out when she smelled it, straight bologna and urine, which I'm assuming would be similar to like hot dog water.
I feel like I'm going to throw up.
After you boil a hot dog?
I might throw up on the podcast.
Okay, well, that would actually be cool if you... I mean, I don't want to see it because then I will throw up.
Right, yeah, I know you're bad with puking.
And chances are everybody in the other room will throw up.
Mm-hmm.
So I just don't want to think about the bill for... Yeah. Just if you could maybe raise your... So you know what? Because then you got the little bits on your microphone so like the
Gross.
Next person that comes in.
Gross.
You know, because throw up doesn't go away.
Never.
You can't get rid of that smell out of your car.
No.
You know, there was a time in my life that I might have drank heavily in a party situation.
Oh, okay.
And let's just say dark alcohol in me is not smooth.
Mm.
It's kind of rough.
Mm.
And I tend to, I'm a real when I drink a lot of Jack Daniels. Just
really?
To keep, and I was at a party with close friends. Like, we all loved each other. It was a great Christmas party. And Evil Tires ruined it. And what happened was, is my coach, who was when I was in WWE training, we went and had his house for dinner, and he had shots for everybody.
Oh.
And coach gave me, because I'm the big guy, I'm still trying to talk smooth here. He gave me a big bottle of Jack and dared me that I couldn't chug it in less than a minute. In front of my peers, Kat.
And did you...
Testosterone was flowing. It was the holidays.
You can die that way.
And this is probably one of the reasons why my ex-wife now was like shaking her head going, okay, don't do it. I'm like, which is husband for 100% do it. Mm. So I did it. And one of those bittersweet things. He had just gotten fired. And so, but we were still close. So all the boys, and it was like 10 of us in the house, and I drank this down way cheer, and we were playing a game. I think we were playing like Parcheesi or something. It was like, we're like a family thing. There was food, there was dip. There was actually the little pizza bagels, which is important to remember in the story, because the pizza bagels literally come back. Mm. And I chugged it down, and for the first like 5 minutes, everyone was really proud of me. My eyes were a little watery. I had maybe one of those, you know, those little, yeah. You've been there. You know what I'm talking about. And then I did this thing, like with, you can't see it, but my neck, I went like that. And it just kind of like, and leaned back and realized I hate everybody in this room. Mm. So I started telling everybody about themselves. Mm. And the first one I went after was my coach. And I was like, you just got fired and you're throwing a party. Like, how do you afford that? Your wife cuts hair. How are you going to pay this mortgage?
Oh, my God.
And he was like, well, gee, thanks, Buzzkill. I'm like, no, seriously. And then one guy went to say something, and I was like, I never liked you. Like, nobody here likes you. We all talk about you behind your back. Like,
I never get mean when I'm drinking.
And then one guy, he was just sitting there, and he was like my closest friend, Eric. And Eric was like, why are you looking like that? And I want to fight you. He's like, I didn't do anything. He's like, no. I was literally trying to beat. The only thing that stopped me was one of the guys at the party was a referee. And apparently, even blackout drunk, I respect the stripes. Mm. So when the ref said, hey, I need you to get back, and I was like backing up, like, whoa. And Eric, everyone's like, dear God, somebody stop him. He was like, I need you to go in your car, but 10 count. And I literally was like, I'm going to go to the car, right? Then I stopped. Could have, you know, get in the passenger seat, go to sleep. No. No, evil Tyrus wasn't done there. Turned and looked at my wife, and I said, and you. I should have went with the other one. And she went, what? I said, I never, like, every time you talk, I throw
I would
up
be
my
unhappy.
Mouth
I would be, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that if I were at this party, I would be unhappy.
Oh, you would have had to hide. I would have came for you probably. Like, your spine would look great on my chain. Like, I was that bad. I was a mean dude. And then my truck looked at me the wrong way, and I beat my truck up.
That's not smart.
No. And then my friends tried to stop me, and apparently I'm pretty strong I'm strong when I'm sober, but apparently I had angry strength. So this thing took morph, and then what did I do that every drunk person does? I'm leaving, and you guys never loved me, and my wife cheats on me, doesn't even let me see my kids. We didn't have any kids. Yeah. But she never lets me see him. The only guy that could console me was the referee. Thank, you know, good thing that old John was there. And then I did the next thing. I got in the car. I don't want to see ever you again. I wish I was dead. And drove off.
That's dangerous.
Don't know how I got home. Real truth. Keeping it real. We tell the truth here.
That's incredibly dangerous.
And the worst part?
We do not condone drunk driving
here
at Tyrus and Timph.
No, it was wrong. I was so wrong. So wrong. I woke up in the morning. This is where the bagels come back.
Yeah.
I have my seatbelt on, so I did care about myself. I did make it to
my... So you woke up in the car.
But it looked like an alien had come out of my chest because there was giant cheese throw up. Apparently,
ew.
I ate a lot. Like, apparently, not only was I hurting everyone's feelings and breaking stuff, I was taking handfuls of family appetizers and just shoving them in my mouth, daring somebody to stop me. And nobody would stop me. I was bulletproof. But apparently I can still drive.
Well, speaking...
But I don't remember it. But wait, let me finish.
Speaking of driving drunk...
Yeah.
I want to talk about the vanilla extract lady.
You don't want to talk about alien throw up in my chest?
I don't want to talk about puke anymore.
I think we get the point, kids.
All right.
Respect referees. Don't drink and drive. And don't chug dog alcohol.
All right. A 50-year-old Connecticut woman was arrested after driving under the influence of vanilla extract. Connecticut police found Stephanie Warner Grice sitting
Grease
in a
sounds good to me.
Sitting in a car with her eyes closed on Wednesday. Authorities said they found several bottles of pure vanilla extract, which contained a significant amount of alcohol, inside her vehicle. They smelled vanilla on her breath, her speech was slurred, and she was unable to answer basic questions. The FDA says that pure vanilla extract must contain 35% alcohol. McCormick's pure vanilla extract contains 41%. She was arrested after failing field sobriety tests. What's wrong with a beer? Why are you drinking vanilla extract, bro?
I can sympathize with this. As someone who dabs in the culinary arts, vanilla is intricate whenever you're going to make a good pancake, a cake. You know, there's certain recipes.
You don't drive around
drinking
it. But you
pour in a little thing. And you just sometimes you got to do a little taste test. And it's like, you know, it's not quite Jaeger, but it's there, you know? It's there. Oh, you know what, Devin? Toughen up. Like, you've never sampled stuff in the kitchen. Get out of here. Like, the cooking wine is always about empty in Devin's house, but she doesn't cook, but it's cooking wine, right? She's funny because it's true. We tell the truth. This whole episode is about being honest. We all have demons. Some of us demons are a little brighter than others. At least I own mine. But vanilla is very tricky because you use it to cook happy things. So you could easily, a little spoonful or half a teaspoon, I think, standard half a teaspoon a day. You know, she cooks a lot. Could have led to a spiraling addiction.
She had multiple bottles in her car. She was going on a vanilla extract joyride.
Or you're a raging alcoholic who realized that vanilla is about 86 cents a bottle, so, and beers are, what, $1.99, so maybe it's just good math. Or it's easy to steal.
I think it's vanilla's, clear that this woman is an alcoholic.
Vanilla is about the size of your wrist. You can slide it. It's tiny. So you could put it, you could literally steal a whole case of vanilla and just walk out with it in your front pocket. No one would notice. Or a case of beer, you got to do a beer run, which is a whole different skill set. No sympathy for her at all. Huh? That's kind of embarrassing too. Is it AAA or AA? AAA's for cars. Way to go, Devin. Way to step up. If Alcoholics Anonymous is what I was looking for. The whole point of the eye in the sky is to give us facts when we need it. And I literally would have just gone on talking about AAA meetings where people talk about, I'm just saying, everyone else is talking about being addicted to alcohol. And she's literally going to say she's addicted
to
a
vanilla
cooking,
extract,
which is for cooking and making fun things like, wait, is there vanilla extract in black licorice? Sounds like it would be, right? If you're going to make it from scratch.
I don't know. I don't make licorice in my spare time.
Well, you should. It builds up antibodies and you need them.
I know. I'm dying. Speaking of dying. Is that rude of a transition?
No.
Woman gets shot after performing sex act for Pringles. According to Jacksonville, is this Florida? Is this Jacksonville as in Florida?
We're
going to say, we're going to say Florida.
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 Okay, that's not how we do it. Time out. We always say it together. You have to
count. 1, 2, 3. Florida.
Florida.
All right. A woman agreed to perform a sexual act with a stranger outside a Shell gas station on Monday night for $5 and some Pringles, as one does. When she finished, the gunman demanded his $5 back and then shot her in the shoulder. The woman's injuries weren't life-threatening and she was hospitalized. Detectives are investigating. So she didn't die. I was wrong.
She didn't die, but...
But she will live on. In a way, she will live on forever after this. I mean, ladies, you know, sometimes the media can get you down, all right? Think that you're not pretty enough, you're not skinny enough, your hair's not shiny enough. But I want you all to know that your bodies are worth more than $5 and a can of Pringles. Every single last one of you. At least go for two cans of Pringles. At least get the snack pack. They didn't even come with a drink. She could have got herself a nice cola or a diet cola, depending on whether or not she consumes calories. But ladies, you are worth more than a can of Pringles. This has been my motivational message.
Okay, let's take Pringles out of the equation. How did that negotiation go? Like
$5, that's too low. Yeah, but if you throw in the chips.
You know, like how do you, one, go, hey, listen, lady, I got the need. And payday ain't till next week. But what I do have is I have a can of Pringles. So if you give me around the world, I'll give you a can of Pringles. And then he was so dissatisfied with his purchase.
That he shot her.
Yeah. So he literally was like, well, that wasn't worth a can of Pringles at all, which retail is usually buy one, get one free for $2 at any CVS or Walgreens front row on your way out because they can't get rid of the stuff fast enough. So there must have been a miscue, a injury, or something for him to feel like, you know what? I didn't get my money's worth. to the point where he was so jilted that he had to literally go load a pistol and be like, I'll show you for short me. There was 42 Pringles in that can, and you only gave me 16 Pringles worth of loving. So you got to go. And she has to live to tell that story.
Yeah, that's the real bummer. Like, hey, why were you in the hospital? I was selling my body for chips and I got shot.
Detective,
it's not a good day. I thought I was having a bad day.
Detective Johnson on this SUV. Ma'am, if you could speak to us for a few minutes. We've got him. And we just, you know, we need to know what happened. Well, it all started like this. Could this be a connection to the lady who was in the assisted chair drinking wine out of a Pringles? I feel like I think maybe you and I have misunderstood the powerfulness of Pringles.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't eat just one.
I'd eat some Pringles right now.
Have you ever just opened a thing of Pringles and ate one?
No. Hell no.
Can't be done.
No, can't be done.
To the point where you're willing to be like, and here's the other side of it. Maybe this isn't even a crazy prostitution thing. Maybe he's sitting there all eating his Pringles in front of her. And she's asking for a Pringle. And he's like, no, they're mine. I'm not sharing them. She's like, I'll do anything for a Pringle. And he literally was like, anything?
Still
she's
not
like,
okay.
Well, not I'm anything,
still
not, but I'm still, anything?
Well, I mean, in terms of okay, this is a free country. And if you do want to sell your body for Pringles, I think that it should be, that should be allowed.
I object. No cash was exchanged. It was food goods. It was bartering.
$5.
Bartering.
$5 and
Pringles.
We still
barter for sex. I know you haven't been in a relationship in a while, correct? But bartering is still a thing. You still, like, hey, if I behave at your parents' house, can I get something tonight? Like, literally, that's a thing. Like, hey, yeah, I'll be on time when I get home if that's bartering. It's not, it's like a reward system.
They also, I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know about that.
Really?
No, I don't know anything about it.
So could this just be a misunderstanding, maybe?
No, this was a crazy lady.
Is she crazy or the guy who shot her over chips?
And the guy who shot her is also crazy.
I mean, there's some crazy going around, but someone has to own the craziness.
I think they would actually make an excellent couple. I mean, have they? I mean, I guess if you can get over being shot.
Yeah, could you?
No, probably not. I think someone who shoots me, that would be definitely on my list of deal breakers. It's a short list, but.
As a man, I could probably forgive being shot. But if roles are reversed, I just feel like every argument we ever had would end with her saying, you shot me. Like, remember when you shot me? Like, we're having an argument over
taking out the trash.
And she's like, well, maybe I would take out the trash more consistently if you wouldn't have shot me 5 years ago. Men don't do that. We let it go.
I'm not going to apologize for the fact that I would not let getting shot go.
But but this is the evil fiendness of women, is that you'll stay in the relationship, you'll act like everything's fine, and then one little thing goes wrong, like I missed one of your riveting statements when I'm watching the game, and everything I've done wrong for the last 10 years is thrown up in my face, like stuff that should have been like statutes of limitations have passed where I could not be legally prosecuted. But in your world, you can still bring them up. I think that's so unfair. And it's just, I'm not evolutionarily equipped to deal with it. I just can't deal with it. It drives me to like drink.
I do it all the time. You know, I do it all the time.
Yeah, you
last
do.
Last time I was in a relationship, I did that all the time.
Why? What's with the evilness? Like,
it's not evil.
It's like you're a serial killer almost.
Yes, it's exactly like being a serial killer.
Because it's just, it never ends. Yeah. It changes, it morphs. You like your work, you admire it. Usually when you say it as a standoff, well, at least, you know, you shot me. Like, what the hell does that have to do with what restaurant we're going to eat at tonight?
If you shoot me, I get to always pick what restaurant we go to.
I will concede that.
That's another one of my life lessons. I'm spitting gold out here, folks.
So for those of you at home who have a pen or a felt marker,
if someone shoots you, they never get to decide where you're going to eat dinner.
That's
it's in the Bible, I believe.
Okay. You know, no, I'm not going there. I'm not going there with you. If, okay, you know what? Fine.
It's
if you
one
say,
of the Ten Commandments.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. Number six. Number 6.5. You got it. Actually, it's number 12 from the tablet
it's
that
the
was
Lord's
broken.
Words, not
the
mine.
Ones that you
I'm
missed
just
out
the
on.
Vessel
yes.
from which
oh,
he
boy.
Speaks.
Yeah, okay. You know what? I'd rather have a rant than to go down the church lane with you. I learned so much last week.
Yeah.
I was wrong. You were right. You're attractive. I'm not. Everyone likes you. I'm socially off. So we don't. You won that that argument. We do not ever, 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 ever have to bring up that conversation. So I don't want to talk to you about Bible stuff ever again in life. Okay? So we could just go to the next story, or we could talk about our special guest, which is coming on. Like, what do you want to do? I already hate her. She has bubbled water like you. So this is going to be really rough for me. Mm-hmm. I don't like bubbled water.
We can bring on the guest, right? Or just we...
What do we got? Let me roll, because you know everything here, we fly by the seat of our pants, literally. Oh, you know what? Let's talk about, since you brought up the Bible, and I'm just going to punch myself in the face right here. And you also celebrate death.
Yeah.
Correct?
I threw myself a funeral, yeah.
Yes, you had a coffin and everything at the big 3-0.
Yeah.
A man threw a meth-fueled, whatever the blue hell that is, a meth-fueled death party for his wife. Which is fine.
I
except
agree.
She hadn't died yet.
But before she died, she wanted to do tons of meth. And I say, now, go on with your bad self.
This should be right up your alley, because this is from the Click in Detroit, the Click on Detroit, right? A Minnesota man was arrested after throwing a meth-fueled death party for his wife before she died at their home. Dwayne Arden Johnson, not to be confused with Dwayne The Rock Johnson. This is completely different. So, 58, called 911 to report the death of his wife, Deborah Lynn Johnson, 69, gonna be an adult here, at their home. Don't do it. A deputy arrived at the home and saw the words "Death Parade, God Hell" spray painted on the front door. You ever heard of party favors, bro? Like, spray paint's forever. It's kind of hard to clean it up.
Well, you know, meth sometimes.
Dwayne,
people who
not
do meth
the Rock,
don't make the best
and
choices.
Andre Johnson emerged from the house naked, yelled at the deputy that his wife was dead, and ran back into the house. Oh, this is going to be a fun day at work. And then the deputy found Deborah Johnson's body wrapped in a sheet at the top of the stairway. Investigators said that Deborah Johnson was at a transitional center when her husband removed her against medical advice. Authorities said they found 4 rifles and 2 shotguns in the house, as well as hundreds of rounds of ammunition. Dwayne Johnson reportedly told investigators that he had 47 guns. Many of them were stolen. So we don't know how many he actually had. But, you know, anything after one is enough. Dwayne Johnson was arrested without incident and charged Friday with criminal neglect, theft, and receiving stolen property. What'd he steal? He remains in the Brown County Jail with his bail. We set at $250,000 or $150,000 with conditions.
Let's bail him out. Let's bail him out. Get him on the pod.
You want to – what? We could just call him. We don't have to – they have collect calls. You don't have to bail him out.
I would like to talk to this man. I think he did a wonderful thing for his wife. Other people, when they get older and they get sick, they have to die in a nursing home or in hospice, and that's such a bummer, okay?
She got to die. He dragged her out of medical care, put her on some meth – and then wrapped her in a damn sheet.
And that was her choice.
Oh,
he didn't drag
I'm
her out.
I'm percolating in my pants over that
this
one.
This is the land of
right
the
there.
Free. This
she
is
was
supposed-
not. She was a captive.
No, she wasn't.
He kidnapped his wife.
He did not. She went willingly. I spoke
she
to her.
She went willing to the medical center.
I spoke to
you
her.
You spoke to her?
I did. I spoke to her.
This is when you were an angel spirit? And like.
Yeah, well, yeah.
What did she say? I'd love to hear it. Oh, this is
she
great.
She said that she had a great time.
Uh-huh.
And that could she please get her husband out of jail?
Why do you always look to Devin to bail you out when you're completely full of
to her.
You spoke to her? Did you have a crystal ball, or is it candles, or do you feel the room when the spirit touches you?
Yeah.
Which you just said yeah to all three.
Yeah, all three.
Do you have a crystal ball?
I have a huge crystal ball in the middle of my living room.
And you sit down there and talk to spirits?
Uh-huh. No, I don't, Tyrus. Come on.
Okay, you know, I've always supported you, and you always lie to me.
Yeah.
You always with me for no reason. Like, I believed
saying-
you when you said you wrote op-ed stories about shipwrecks.
I did.
Like, I supported that.
I did.
I thought it was your childhood dream.
I did.
And then you lay this on me. And then the week before, you were the preacher who literally just
I prefer Reverend Timpf. So I'm just saying, you really don't think in this country you should have a right to do a bunch of meth before you die if you want to do a bunch of meth before you die?
If you got evidence of grandma kicking in the door saying, get my pipe, let's do this, then I'll support it. But it looks like he got on meth and made a decision, me and my rifles and my naked self is going to stroll down and pull mama out, and we're going to send her off right. And then he walked down there, kidnapped her, brought her back, meds and whatever she was.
They were having sex. They were listening to tunes. They were having sex. They were doing some meth.
He was doing all those things.
I'm just saying, there's worse ways to go out.
You know what? I wonder what she was thinking.
Boy, this meth feels nice, probably.
Right. You think meth death party for two with 47 guns, some missing, is a good idea?
I mean, it's not what I would choose.
What would you choose?
I don't know what I would choose, but I'm just saying that if somebody wants to make that choice, I believe they should have the freedom to throw a meth-fueled death party, for sure.
But it's illegal drug. There's guns. And we don't know if she was willing. You have no evidence in the story. How do you know?
It was a party.
There was two people there, and one of them, I'm pretty sure, was kidnapped.
No, there's no evidence of the kidnapping.
There's no evidence. There isn't.
There's no there is.
Kidnapped her. He jacked her out of a retirement home.
No, he picked her up and threw her the party of a lifetime.
Let me die in the hospital.
Mm-mm.
I don't want to be found butt naked in some sheets with some meth guy shooting guns talking about we had a good time. I prefer the quiet, nice little IV, maybe watch some ESPN. You know what I'm saying? Just go out smooth opposed to the meth party. You meth party your ass off, but
I would choose. But I think there should be that choice. God bless America.
We're going back to the smooth.
I'm a true patriot.
Oh, now she's a patriot. Okay. You know what?
I'm a patriot.
I'm not falling for this anymore.
You're a communist.
Yes, I'm a communist. Yeah, I'm a communist.
You think you should be able to have 100%. A meth party? You're a communist.
Because I don't believe in meth.
I don't believe in, first of all, no one should believe in meth.
Well, you compared it to patriotism, so methodism.
No, the freedom to meth.
But it's not a freedom. It's against the laws of this country to do
it
meth.
It shouldn't be.
But it is. So until then, doesn't that make you unpatriotic and me patriot for fall in line? Do what you're supposed to do. Don't do drugs. Pay your taxes.
And
you want to get messed up and shoot stolen guns. Who's more patriotic? Let's have a poll, shall we?
First of all, guns are very patriotic. Second of all,
stolen guns, not so much.
Second of all, the founding fathers
weren't on meth.
Do we know that?
Yeah, we do. We do, because it's hard to bake meth when you don't have an oven. It's a little hard with a fire. And Indians weren't teaching them that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were teaching them how to make cornmeal.
I like to think that they partied, though.
Yeah, they did party. They did party, and they passed smallpox around everybody and sexually transmitted disease. It was a hell of a good time. Ask the Native Americans about it. It was a blast. They loved it so much they gave them the place.
Hmm.
Like, seriously, you need to just stop. You're embarrassing me. We have a guest today. And you always do this. And you always go after me. You push the limits of our friendship.
I'm just a patriot who will never stop fighting.
Stop. What are you fighting for?
Freedom.
You're fighting for freedom.
For freedom, yeah. Every day. Everything I do.
You're a freedom fighter.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Damn straight.
All right. Well, now I'm going to just pause for that awkward moment and introduce our guest today. I'm very excited. She's joining us she's from everywhere. She's Canadian. She came from Toronto.
Yeah.
She hangs out in California. Miss Nicole, I'm going to say this right, Arbor Day?
Arbor Day.
Wow, Kat, Nicole Kat.
Hi.
Hello.
She's happy and positive, so this is going to be difficult for you.
No, so, I love it because, like, listening to you, I'm like, oh, my God, we're the same person but opposite.
I brought Happy Kat today. We're going to stop your negativity.
Good luck.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. That's literally.
I don't want her to. Marvel this movie, is fun to listen
see,
to.
We're here 3 seconds. And, well, there we go. Back. I feel like back to the hideout, fellas. Back to the swamp. Let's redo it. All right. Well, you want to tell us about yourself and all the cool things you do?
Well, what up? My name is Nicole Arbor. I'm a comedian. I do some recording artist stuff. A lot of people know me from the interwebs, where I've had a ton of viral videos, which is super awesome. And yeah, I'm all about that positivity life, go team, and telling the truth all the time.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
Sweet. Not very nice to dogs, though. I happened to saw some footage. That was pretty mean.
What footage of dogs? What are you talking about?
Blackmailing your dog with food to wear a sweater. Pretty foul. Pretty
that
rude.
Was a human being. Oh, you didn't know that was a human.
Okay, anyways, let's
that
move on.
That was a dude. That wasn't a real dog.
Right. Okay, yeah. Awesome. So, hi. How was your flight?
You know, I was transferred. No, my flight was canceled 3 times on account of it being minus 25 degrees in Toronto.
Wasn't that spring over there?
Yeah, pretty much, right? Celsius, though, like what the rest of the world uses. And yeah, but I'm here now. I'm
dig.
So happy.
Hey, Patriot,
that was a dig
was
in the
dig.
United States.
That was a
it wasn't
straight
a
up
dig.
Dig.
You guys are like, you like to be special, and the world
we are
another
special.
Dig.
Totally.
Dig.
You're very special.
God right. bless
yeah.
America.
Yeah.
I moved to Texas on Sunday, so ooh. Holler.
Wow.
Yes. I'm so
Canadian
excited.
Canadian in Texas. Sounds like a really bad horror movie.
Yay.
I'm going to just jump out of awkwardness and sip my water. This is real water, not that bubble stuff that Canadians and Patriots like cat drink.
It's special water. Like
it's a little more fun.
It's kind of a big deal here. Kind of a big deal here at Fox.
It's a little more fun, you know. We got bubble water now. Things are looking up.
But it's a big deal for all the floors. And for those of you who don't know, Fox has like 1,000 floors. And some of it's weird. Like the higher up floors look like they've been flooded. Like when you see the carpets and stuff, there's water stains, which I don't know if that's tears or what the deal is. But like it's a wrap. But if a floor doesn't have the special bubbly water, it's a thing. Like people are sneaking down, taking bubble like, and then complaining like, "Oh, well, it must be nice to have bubble water." Like it's a real thing. And then apparently, wow. if you have bubble water, they're getting arrogant with it. Like they're like walking around. There's a lot of work selfies, bubble water, dropping news. Like it's a really big deal. Where I'm old school, I like to hydrate with no bubbles in my water, so I'm not tripping. But they do have different levels of my favorite water, because you can get cold, you can get hot, but let's not stop there because it's the – we got – what is it? Ambient water? Ambient. It's just room
–
ambient water, yes, yeah. Which is room temperature, which
ambient
is my
water.
If you put a finger
different.
In it,
and management
it
back there,
pee.
He get like he's leaning against the desk, and the only time he ever – whenever he gives the nod, this we got a hand raise. So we're making progress with him. So he
amazing.
Was like – he loves the room temperature water. I'm room temperature. Like that's always when people ask, "Hey, how you doing?" Room temperature. So that water is literally how I'm doing or maintaining, which means basically the same thing.
Yeah.
So, all right. So introduction. Everyone knows each other.
Yeah.
Hey.
Cool. Sweet.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. There was no read. Okay. You know.
I like random sound effects for no reason.
It's supposed
whoever
to be random.
That?
Whenever we transition, he's supposed to make an explosion. But now, just this is all Kat's fault.
Thank you.
That
right.
was fun.
I'm too.
Thanks, guys. I feel welcome to America with a random explosion.
What do you mean welcome to America? You live in Texas.
Not
make
yet.
Make up your mind.
Sunday.
So you went through immigration problem. Like we're not gonna have an issue here, right?
No, I got a visa. We're
sweet,
good.
Sweet. Yeah. Sweet.
I legally immigrated.
Do you have an alert? You have an alarm clock on there when the visa's
3 years,
up?
3 years.
3 years.
Yeah.
Okay. Noted here.
Yeah.
Because you know we're not come look. We're not playing anymore.
Hey.
Right here. Like. All right, this one's a tough one. And a South Carolina man reportedly faked his own kidnapping for $130 American.
So $5,000 Canadian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Emmanuel Franklin, 19, was arrested after he allegedly faked his own kidnapping to try to swindle his mother out of $130. Franklin reportedly told his mother that if she didn't put the money in a mailbox of his choosing, that he would be murdered by kidnappers. Kat, you paying attention? This is a heavy story.
I am.
The man later reportedly fessed up. The fact they said man, the child. The man reportedly fessed up to investigators and allegedly admitted to trying to get money from his mother.
Ooh.
So, I mean, I guess the big question is, what was worth kidnapping yourself over? You think it was really the cash of $130 or what that cash would have bought him?
Well, what are you going to buy with $130?
Sex.
Sex.
100%.
Depends where you are.
We just did
from
a story
what I know.
About somebody who got sex for a can of Pringles.
Mm, so, yeah, and $5.
So
yeah.
$130.
That's good. I think everybody should fake their own kidnapping at least once in their life to know what they're worth to their family.
It's $130. I mean, They had to know it was a hoax right off the bat. If he's only asking for 100, like, why not even just go up to 150? You know,
that's 100, low self-esteem.
Exactly, 130. Yeah. I mean,
but how well was the presentation? Did he change his voice? You know what I'm saying? it's like calling in sick for school. Like, you got to be money with that son, because they'll be like, "Is that you?" No, it's not. It's Tyrus's mom. No, it's you. Get your ass to school. Like, how well was the presentation to convince mom that he had been kidnapped? Was it like, did he make typical young men mistakes? Like, he sent her in his own handwriting with his own misspellings. Like, if you ever want to see your son, not me, again, I need $130 in this mailbox. You know what I'm saying? Like, what tipped mom off? Because, you know, he just didn't come right out and say it.
I mean, I don't know. She must be pretty mad. I bet you he's so grounded.
19-year-old grounded for that $130 hoax.
Yeah. I mean, he's probably going to go to jail, right?
Oh, my gosh. He might.
But he was the victim and the assailant.
Yeah. It cancels out. That's two negatives.
Right?
I think. No?
I mean, he's going to go to jail. Police had to, like, spend time on this.
Yeah, like, hey, cut it out. Stop kidnapping yourself.
Maybe there
was case solved, Johnson.
Yeah.
Maybe there was an investigation. Maybe the mom thought it was actually legit, and she thought that her son was actually missing by kidnappers.
How do you call it? Hi, yes, Miss Johnson, my son's been kidnapped. They want $130. Pay it, lady. Get your kid back. Like,
depends where they live, right? Like, that might have been a lot of money
South Carolina.
Come on and raise up.
It's kind of like Florida's stepsister a little bit. Every once in a while, they got some weirdness going on there.
Yeah, I'm not very familiar with South Carolina, I must admit.
Really? As a patriot, that's shocking. I would think you would be in touch with all the states.
Well, I mean, I am emotionally. I have a deep emotional feelings for all the states.
Yeah? Which one's your favorite?
They're all my Valentine.
Wow. All the states?
I have 50 Valentines.
50 Valentines. What about Puerto Rico? Is that more like a hug?
That's a Valentine, too.
That's a Valentine? Oh, sweet.
You're that kid in class that gets all the Valentines.
No, I give them to the states.
She gives them, yeah. Nice. She's a giver.
With chocolates?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Oh, you're the kid everybody likes.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I don't know you, okay? Because I literally was throwing golf balls for negativity, and all of a sudden you give out treats. That's amazing. Okay, cool.
Blame Canada.
You know, because it's not, how do you say about? Say about again?
About.
That's not how you say it.
How do you say it, Patriot?
About.
Ooh, how many T's on the end of that?
About.
I'll learn.
Cat's not feeling well today.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Weird.
I'm always sick in the winter.
It's tough. And you're from Detroit, so you would think you would be, you know.
You never get used to bad things, and cold is a bad thing. It's freezing. It's like, what, 3 degrees out right now?
But then again, you're not really dressed, though, like, warm. You have, like, a thin jacket.
This is a big jacket.
For who? A child? Like, that's
that would fit his thigh. I think he's talking about size.
Forearm.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying, but you should have like fur and like a beanie. Like, you should look like a little Eskimo. You know what? You should look like the kid from A Christmas Story. Somebody should be wrapping you up in like three or four little jackets and your little arm.
You can't even move your arms?
You could do that voice you do when you make fun. Yeah. Yeah. You could do that. Like, my arms won't come down. That'd be so great.
Okay. I'll think about it.
So we just need to like, maybe some goose down.
Get you some ginger shots.
Solar powered scarf or something. You know, let's just keep the heat. Like, we got to warm you up. We got to maybe eat 3 times a day.
I'm going to eat as soon as I'm done with this.
You know what? That's one thing about you that is so wrong. She can eat.
Yeah.
I've seen her.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. When we've had dinner and stuff, she gets like giant piles of meat and just goes
to
work.
True.
She's a little Wolverine.
I love corned beef and cabbage. And
oh my gosh. So you just said all the magic words. Are you Polish or something?
I'm Polish.
Me too. Hey.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I couldn't have done a better job of bringing somebody in.
I think I'm going
to get Anthony Hopkins. Quid pro quo. This is, man, wow.
Why are you so sad? Let's talk about what's actually upsetting you, sir.
Oh, Kat's messing with me. She's been messing with me the last 2 shows.
Why?
Last week, she pretended like she was a reverend.
I didn't pretend.
You are in charge of your own feelings, mister.
I have not
seen one smile from you since I walked in
here. Oh, that's not a thing. I don't smile at all. Have you ever seen me smile?
Is it because your face is too heavy?
No, my face isn't heavy at all. It's muscular. So actually, my smile muscle is amazing.
Let me see.
No, I'm not going to do it. I know you have your little thing with your dog.
You're going to smile by the time I leave, for sure.
Cat.
Ted Bundy. The Ted Bundy tapes came out, and Netflix is having to tell everybody to stop talking about how hot he was.
Well, the problem was to came out. It was the Ted Bundy documentary, which I watched. And then there was the Zach Gaff, what's his name?
Efron.
That's not out yet.
High School
but
Musical.
But he had a trailer. Yeah. And it was like an action movie. Like, Zach Efron's playing Ted Bundy. It was like almost a joke. Like, you thought it was a joke, but it made it like really cool to be a horrible serial killer. So that's what people were.
I do not think that serial killing is cool.
Anymore.
I'm
gonna.
You're on the record with that. We can quote you on that.
I'm going on the record. I'm going on the record. I'm laying it down.
No walking back here.
I'm not walking back this statement.
Ladies
I, Catherine Claire Timpf, believe
Claire?
That it is wrong. Yes, to kill.
Okay, that's cool.
That's true. I'm gonna get a lot of angry serial killer mail. Just
you know, I
pissed
just,
off an entire demographic.
I don't think it was necessarily Ted Bundy that they were. Ooing and ah. Although
they were
watching the documentary, he was as
he
horrible
was a good
as he
looking
was.
Guy.
But that's how he got away
exactly.
with it. It's like you didn't suspect that he would be a crazy person because he's good looking.
Right.
Even though the hot crazy scale works for dudes too.
Yeah.
And he literally had a baby on death row.
Yeah.
I mean, he had a baby on death row, which is frowned upon and supposedly not happening, but he was so cool and he escaped twice.
Yeah.
I mean, the dude literally broke every law.
It sounds like you have a crush on him.
No, I can't stand him. I mean, I wasn't his type. I don't worry about it. I'm not worried about a four-foot guy
jealous.
Chewing on me or sticking me in a Volkswagen. It's not gonna, he's going to have a bad day. It's not going to happen. And I'd use his car as a skateboard. But which would really kill me about the whole thing, was that people were so, like, even the judge, like, when he was sentenced him to death, he was like, hey, no animosity, young man, and you keep – you know, it's too bad you went the wrong way. You could have been in this courtroom with me right now. I thought you would have been a fine lawyer, and you have a great day. I'm like, he killed 36 women, like, and didn't just kill him,
but
tragically
so
destroyed him. And I didn't see it. He sounded like a dumbass every time he talked, and he literally ruined his own, like his own defense team was like, please stop talking. Like every time you talk,
he loved the sound of his own voice, though.
He literally made the guy. There was one part, and this is where I'm like, I think people are Netflix got a little confused. At one part, he was just asking the cop who was on the scene to describe the murders to him, like, and he was just like, "And could you tell us more? And how were the arms raised?" And they're like, "Objection! He's already repeated that several times." Okay, where was her legs? The objection. Was there a look? Like, he literally, what was the rest of the room like? Like, he literally wanted the guy just to talk about what he did.
That's instead
creepy.
Of,
and it hurt him. It, like, ultimately, I guess he always knew. I mean, he was psychotic. Looked like his mother was psychotic. Like, there was some, especially at the end, like, he just
short
was a
bangs,
really,
telltale
really,
sign.
Really just weird. But the people were, I think, because it's unfair to the victims. Like, that's the only thing that kind of sucks about this. We're making jokes about it, but Ted Bundy was a monster.
Yeah.
And to be playing, like, this fun, like, kind of, like, cool trailer, I think, I get it. Like,
I'm going to see the movie. Let's be clear. Let's be clear about one thing. I'm going to watch that movie.
But why are you going to see the movie? Because you're excited about the Ted Bundy story, or you just like the actor?
I mean, I'm not excited that the Ted Bundy story happened. I mean, that would be obviously messed up. I'm just interested in murders. I don't know why.
That's
so
less
just watch the documentary.
Hmm?
Because the documentary covers everything.
I did. I watched the whole thing.
Did you think his mom, let me ask you, did you think his mom was crazy? Did you see the documentary?
No.
Oh, wow.
I don't like violence. It scares me.
It's a documentary. There's no.
But even talking
our
about it would creep me out. Now
violence.
I wouldn't sleep.
Like, she's really into violence. Like, she hoped Purge was going to be a real thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
stop.
Yeah. Literally, Office Purge. She's been pitching it like every year at the Christmas party. They're like, does anyone have ideas? Oh, like, oh God! Not her again. Oh,
and she's like so pretty,
Christmas.
So she's
not,
like a Ted Bundy
yeah,
in the making.
Can we? I was just wondering about Office Purge. If every, let's say, January 1st or 2nd, we could just all just.
Or why don't we mix up
office,
the days so people don't know when it's coming?
Whereas, like, the people around her who are like competing with jobs with her are really uncomfortable around her. But she's really big. She's really into death and murder, which is, you know, surprising. But
because she looks like she's from Legally Blonde.
But yet they work so well with Kat, with you being so righteous. I mean, I would imagine that would be very – I'm sure it's a sin of some sort. Correct, Kat?
I don't believe watching a documentary about murder is a sin. That's not in the Bible.
It's not?
No.
They didn't have documentaries back then. They probably had pantomimes.
Or actual events of people actually just eating each other.
They're like, hey, there's some Christians.
The Donner Party.
To the lions.
There you go. The Donner Party. Mm. There you go.
Yeah.
So you're not opposed to.
I threw a Donner Party themed birthday party for myself.
No, you didn't.
What?
Yeah, it was the Donner Party party.
Detroit, what?
What is wrong with you?
What's wrong with me? I think it's about time to wrap up.
Yeah. Yeah, because we don't have enough time in the day.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, thank you so much for Kat's twin joining us today. Nicole, thank you. I obviously have to do a little more vetting when I come for people to stop you. She literally joined you within 3 seconds of walking in the door.
Well, you didn't tell me that was my purpose.
The villain never gives away the plan. You just
Oh, you're the villain?
Yeah.
Well, then I wouldn't be on your side, sir. I'm an X-Men.
Okay. All right. X-Men is like the worst. Okay, you know what?
Get out. This is your show, but get out. You don't like
I'm
going to
leave. If I had an emergency button, I'd pull it and I'd just eject myself. All right. This is Tyrus and Timpf. And you've been listening to Tyrus and Timpf with our special guest, Nicole Arbour. Nicole, you got anything coming up you want to put out there? Let everybody know where they can see you again, check you out, besides roaming the streets of Texas somewhere?
Heck yeah. On Facebook, you can find me at facebook.com/NicoleArbourFans. Instagram, I'm letter B, Nicole Arbour. And I have a podcast coming out soon, and I would love to have one of you guys on. I won't say which one right now.
Well, I'm busy. So
it starts with oomph, or ends with oomph.
Oh, this is so great.
You smiled.
This has been brought to you by This Is Bull. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. And for more podcasts, go to foxnewspodcast.com and rate and review this podcast.
Five stars.
Five stars.
Pterodactyl.
For sure.
Caw-caw.